Pick up 7:15. All right. Had a winner last night.
Yeah, and it wasn't me.
One ticket sold in the Connecticut lottery. $245 million Powerball lottery drawing. Then it gives you the numbers like you care, just so you know how close you were. And let's see. That's going to pay out. That's pretty good. $245 million.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You call that pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd call that see you later.
Now, this is, and speaking of see you later, a pair of television anchors in Canada visibly shocked after drawing the winning lottery numbers live on the air. The hosts immediately realized their co-worker had won $2.4 million in a jackpot. Sports reporter Barry Dealey. Odds of winning that grand prize was 1 in 288,000. Barry, for his part, said he hadn't decided whether he's coming back to work.
Tucker had audio of this.
Oh, did he? Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of fun. Well, we may drag around and see if we can find the audio on that. Okay, so Halloween is officially over. So that means, of course, Christmas is here, right? Just hop right over.
It's
just
the most wonderful time of the year.
Sure, Thanksgiving. Southwest Airlines and Microsoft are joining together to snap holiday photographs at an airport somewhat near you. Beginning December 13th, the airline and Windows teaming up to offer free holiday photos at 21 different airports around the country. Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio here in the Lone Star State. So once the picture's taken, there'll be all kinds of chances to edit, manipulate, or change the photos right there at a kiosk at the airport. One more reason to get there early. You can print them out right there, share them with your seatmate.
Oh, you want to see the picture I took in the terminal just a minute ago?
It's me and the ticket counter agent. She looks thrilled.
Yeah, look, I've got a snowflake sweater on. Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. Ought to be just fine.
Yeah.
This is the most wonderful time of the year. So they've put together
make a song like that.
They should. They've put together a list of the most expensive and least expensive cities in U.S. America where you should live. Okay. Most expensive. Top five would be
California.
Yeah, no, actually what they did is they broke up New York City. And so as a result, three of the top five are in New York City.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
Which is Manhattan.
Good, yeah, which is good news for those people who, weren't. Yeah, Manhattan is number one. Number two is Brooklyn. Number three is Honolulu. Number four is San Francisco. Number five is Queens. I would have thought Long Island, but Queens. So there's your top five. Now, if you want to save some dough, here are the least expensive cities. Number 10, Temple, Texas. But, of course, the problem is you live in Temple, Texas.
I'll be there. I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go. Well, bring us back some real estate. Cheap. Yeah.
What is amazing is in the list they misspelled Temple. You got to hate that.
Misspelled Temple.
With an E-L?
Temple. T-I-M-P-L-E.
Oh, T-I.
That would have been like T-E-M-P-E-L.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Cookeville, Tennessee, I have no idea where that is. Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Again, the problem there. Yeah.
As Abe Lemon said, we lost the game, but we're going to wake up tomorrow in Austin and they'll still be in Fayetteville.
That's right. Yeah. He also said it's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there.
Yeah.
What happened to coaches with great quotes like that?
Jim Gaffigan in West Virginia, you were saying to me yesterday?
Tom, I was telling Scott, I said, Gaffigan has the line about it, what does it say about heaven when we say, we compare so many things to heaven? He said, you got to try this pie, it's heaven.
Yeah.
He said, West Virginia state song is almost heaven, West Virginia. He said, not to say anything bad about West Virginia, it's a beautiful place, but the best I can hope for is that when I die, I'll go to a place slightly better than West Virginia.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And I've got a West Virginia story in just a minute that proves it may not be as wonderful as we thought. Hello?
Traffic might get a little dicey at Spring Loop at 29th Street, College Station. Looks like lights out with an associated power outage. It's pretty black around there. With rush hour coming, it might get messy.
Thanks. And on hot days, it smells bad over there, too. Yeah.
That was Scott.
Perfect. No, they know it. What? They know it. You didn't have to buy that condo over there, but you did. That's fine.
If they didn't know it, they learned it very quickly.
They certainly did. All right, so our least expensive city. Number seven is Richmond, Indiana. I don't know. Number five, Waco.
See Temple.
I was going to say. Yeah. No, that's Temple with a river.
Right.
Waco.
That's right.
That's amazing. I know that they've got The corridor there on 35, they've got to be thrilled over that. McAllen in at number 4. Number 3 is Ardmore. Number 2 is Memphis. And number 1, they've been there for a while. Mm-hmm. Harlingen, Texas. So.
Yeah.
They got an unemployment rate of about 20%.
Yeah. It better be cheap to live because nobody works.
The trifecta. So anyway, you're speaking about West Virginia, 720. You're speaking about West Virginia. So West Virginia and Louisville play football this weekend.
Okay.
And apparently...
I guess it could get ugly.
It could get ugly.
But you know, it may not get ugly on the field. It might get ugly in the Regents box.
It could. As a matter of fact, there could be fisticuffs because, you know, Louisville wanted to come to the Big 12 and apparently, West Virginia is just going to elbow their way in and say, no, we'd like to be here instead. Remember, U.S. Senators got involved in that.
That's what I'm saying. You know, do you know where they're playing?
They're playing at Morgantown.
Okay. So you think Mitch McConnell will show up and?
I don't know. Maybe. I want to demand a seat in the press box.
Well, you know, he's a Republican. Joe Manchin's a Democrat.
Yeah,
I mean, this could turn into Hatfields and McCoys all over again.
Well, that could happen in the cloakroom at the Senate today. I mean, you never know. Anyway, it is expected to be a heated, somewhat unsafe situation. They are leaving their cheerleaders and their dance team at home. They are saying that the environment at West Virginia University is, quote, unsafe. Yeah, you like that?
Hey, Texas and Baylor and Oklahoma, y'all get to go there.
That's right. It is. This came to light when
people in bibbed overalls with no shirt on underneath. Yes. That's their mascot, for crying out loud.
That's right.
A Louisville cheerleader named Lindsay Stitzler tweeted that cheer and dance teams would not be allowed to go to Mountaineer Field due to the crazies. She said cheer and birds, I guess that's the dance team, whatever, won't go to WVU because it is not a safe enough environment due to fans. West Virginia should be embarrassed. According to other members of the squad, the cheer team had bottles thrown at them the last time that they went there. But I guarantee you, at West Virginia, they're empty when they throw them. You know,
true.
Could have been worse. Anyway, so that's it. Mm. Yeah, can you imagine the Baylorites going to that? That'll be interesting. You talk about a cultural change. Well, or vice versa. Would any of them come down to Waco?
Oh, when West Virginia travels to Waco?
Oh, yeah.
Well, these are the people that they burn couches for no reason.
Yeah, they do. Well, the other thing is it could be safe. They could get lost at the traffic circle.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
News Talk 1620 WTAW's check the weather because it's changed. As a matter of fact, look for a high temperature today of only about 60 or so, 61, and a low temperature tonight, 36 degrees. Now, unfortunately, no rain came through. Got rain possibly in the forecast for this weekend. 36 for the low tonight. Then tomorrow, 67. And, oh, let me mention, it's going to be breezy today, too, 15 to 20 miles an hour out of the north. Then tomorrow, 67 will be our high. Low temperature will be about 42. Then we'll gradually warm up to the point that on Saturday, it looks like, once again, we're going to be back up into the 80s one more time. So get ready for that. Again, the 20% chance of showers, we'll see if that develops. Currently looking at chill factor of 40 degrees and fair skies, and it's 47 in the air temperature.